I cannot remember a day in my life that I did not know about the Lord. But I knew I needed to come to know Him personally. Before I was saved, I wasn't ready to meet Christ, Jesus. I have been hearing God's word in church since I was born. As a very young child, I would listen to the sermons. My brother Carey as well would tell me about Christ. When I was about 5 years old, I realized I needed to be saved. I wanted to be a follower of Jesus Christ. How I came to know Christ. Even though I was a young child, I knew I needed Jesus. He had to die for me because I'm sinful and God hates sin. He's so holy that He had to turn His back on His own Son when He carried my sin. That's how much God hates sin. Around the age of 5, I called on the Lord to save me. I believe that Jesus died for me personally. At Jesus' baptism, the Trinity, God was there. The Holy Spirit is the dove. Jesus is being baptized, and the Father's voice says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Because of Jesus' life and death, the most important thing that Jesus is going to say to God the Father is, "This is your child, Brian, your son, Jesus." Jesus took my place so I could be accepted by God. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus died for me so that I wouldn't perish forever. I have everlasting life. My confession of Christ. I want to confess today that Jesus is my comforter, my Savior, and my Redeemer. I'm especially thankful that He is my comforter. Sometimes when I sleep or any time I get scared, I think of my Heavenly Father, and I know He protects me. He saved me. My life since I came to know Christ. Since I came to know the Lord, I want to follow Him completely. One verse that is important to me is Psalm 119:11. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." I no longer want to sin against God. I have a long way to go in my growth in the Lord. When I sin, sometimes I ask Him to forgive me, and I ask Him to make me more like Jesus. I know now that God is in total control of my life, even if something turns out bad or it seems bad, for God is always good. He always works everything for good for those who love Him. Romans 8:28-29. Because I know Jesus, I have been a missionary to my friends. I have tried to tell them about when Christ was born and how He lived and died. I have told them about His crucifixion. I want them to know about what Easter is all about. Jesus died, and now He lives. He is alive. Because He lives in me, I know if Jesus were to come today, I would be ready to know that I would be accepted by Him. I am coming today to confess my faith in Jesus Christ, my Lord, through baptism. I want to grow in Christ. I know this is just the beginning.